This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The fear of retaliation from global customers is weighing on farmer sentiment as producers fear lost export markets will further depress prices. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland remembers the previous trade war.
As a farmer, I'm concerned. When you use tariffs to displace our biggest overseas customer in China and anger them, and also having been through this about 7 years ago, it was not fun. I can guarantee you my banker would tell you it was not fun. I don't see how this is much different other than we're in a lot tougher economic situation in farm country going into this than we were in 2018.
Ragland says lost global markets because of tariffs dented income despite government assistance.
While there were many economic assistance programs through USDA that helped to bridge that gap, that takes time and it also takes from the taxpayer. We as American soybean farmers want to make our profit from the market and we don't want be dependent on a program. Taking away our best customer is very concerning. It's not going to end well. We saw some $9 painted on the futures here in the last 48 hours, and that is not fun, I can guarantee you.
In the previous trade war, soybean farmers shouldered over 70% of the $27 billion in lost farm income.
2018 trade war, we had about 33% of the soybeans produced here in the United States going to China. Now we've had roughly 25%. Now you add tariffs on top of that, it's going to take away. When you prove to a long-term customer that you are not dependable, they're going to look other places. Trust takes a long time to earn and can be broken down in an instant, and that's where we're at right now.
Ragland says aside from lost income, lost markets are hard to regain.
Let's face it, the Belt and Road Initiative has invested in infrastructure in Brazil, and that is where China is looking in particular. I don't see that slowing down or turning around. They also have more land that they could put into production. That's alarming as well. We're in a bad spot. We need our administration that loves farmers and has talked so much about how important we are to this country. We need them to have our back. We need the walls broken down, and we don't need to be building walls with tariffs.
Chandler Gould, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, says tariffs will cut wheat exports, supplies will increase, and wheat prices will suffer.
Right now, with tariffs going on to Canada, not such a concern for wheat, but Mexico is our largest trading partner. I have heard through the grapevine that Mexico does not plan to put wheat on its retaliatory tariffs back, but we export wheat to other countries that are on these lists, and as supply continues to grow and demand drops because of tariffs, the price of wheat is going to continue to plummet.
Gould says wheat growers are in dire need of an updated farm bill.
Our growers are facing the exact same increased cost, increased competition, and the farm bill, yes, in 2018 was a good piece of legislation, but simply does not keep up with where our current production cost is, and we need to make sure that we provide those risk management tools and that safety net so that our growers can go from 1 year to the next, whether it is a price problem or a weather problem, we can continue to farm.
Gould believes budget reconciliation will put serious limits on funds for a new farm bill.
I think the only way that we get a farm bill this year is if it is in the reconciliation bill, and if the farm bill is in that bill, we will be used as a piggy bank, and you can probably kiss your PLC increases goodbye. I don't see how you expand crop insurance. I don't see how you expand cost share in the voluntary conservation programs. If we want a farm bill that's truly going to support farmers, it is going to have to be a standalone bill, and I just don't see where there's enough time on the calendar for this first session of this particular Congress.
In tariff news today, after a meeting with the big three automakers, President Trump granted a one-month extension for auto imports from Canada and Mexico. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there'd be no relief from their retaliation until all U.S. tariffs were removed, and Yale University found that the tariff impact would increase inflation by 1%, cut growth by 0.5%, and cost the average household $1,600. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. As we celebrate National Agriculture Day this month, America's farmers and ranchers want you to know they're proud to grow the safe and sustainable food, fiber, and renewable fuel that we all rely on. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.